Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alex Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Morton.
We're going to talk about Thank You for Your Service and Only the Brave. And you say these movies have a lot in common.
They're both ensemble pieces, one about firefighters and one about Iraqi soldiers. And they both more or less star Miles Teller, who's the actor who is... it's more about him, both of them. He plays real people in both of them, the people who are actually identified.
So Thank You for Your Service, dealing with Iraqi war veterans, and these are fellas that are suffering with PTSD, mostly?
Some are. Everybody in it has some kind of either PTSD or actual head injuries. One of the fellas who's played by a newcomer, I hadn't seen him before, he's American Samoan actor Beulah Cole, and he plays a guy named Solo, and he actually has some kind of brain injury because he can't remember things. Yeah. Seemingly from this war, these wars, the Middle Eastern wars, have been pretty out there, and they've only just started recognizing that this is a medical problem, and that and the VA is trying, but very slow about doing anything about it.
Yeah, I think we're much more aware of it than we have been in previous wars. PTSD is a post-trauma stress disorder.
Syndrome.
Syndrome, I'm surprised to see Amy Schumer in this movie.
She wouldn't recognize her. She has black hair and no makeup, and she plays the widow of one of their fellow soldiers.
So a completely straightforward, dramatic role.
You know what? I was just there. Amy Schumer. Hey.
Wow. Okay. One reviewer says, honestly moving because the film refuses to hype what it shows you.
Right. These are real people. It's based on a Pulitzer Prize winner, David Finkel's nonfiction book about this whole, I don't know if it's the whole group, whatever they are, the brigade, battalion, whatever. And in this, the book focuses on four or five of them, and really the three who come home together at the same time. One guy tries to re-enlist, and they won't let him. He's the one who can't remember things. And so,
you know what this reminds me of, and I'm a classic movie fan, this sounds a lot like The Best Years of Our Lives. That was made after.
That's the first sentence in my review.
We should co-write. Yeah, but it was made after World War II.
It was, as awful as all that was, with all the stresses and things they had, at least it was understood, because at that time everyone had somebody, a relative, a friend in the war. This time it's very different because it's only like 1% of the population is even involved with the military at all, know anything about it, and they don't realize that we've been in Afghanistan all this time.
We're talking with Alex Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. Now, the other picture that we're talking about is Only the Brave, and this is about firefighters battling wildfires. And boy, is this ever topical right ripped from the headline, so to speak.
Yes, and it is extremely timely, and it is based on another true story about this group known as the Granite Mountain Hotshots. And they were in Arizona. And I learned a lot because I thought firefighters used water. These guys never do that. What they do is use mainly chainsaws, and they tear things down and set other fires to get the fire to stop. Mm-hmm. And it's wild to watch. It's just, and they have to be in elite physical great shape to be in this unit. And the screenwriters here went out and found all these personal stories and told them, and so we get to know a little bit about the key players, who are Josh Brolin, he's the team leader, and Miles Teller, he's pretty much the main character here. He at first is a druggie, and then he gets to be a disciplined firefighter, and we watch that as that happens.
Jeff Bridges is in this.
And Jeff Bridges is in it, and he's got his kind of not talking with that John Wayne voice that he's had for a while. He's gotten rid of that.
That's too bad.
He's kind of higher up again, and he looks good, and he sings and plays his guitar. And it's both these movies have this whole band of brothers thing. These guys do it for their buddy, their friend. Everything is for them. It's tragic. the true story, and I guess that they thought I knew it, but I didn't. But so I was pretty torn up by the end of this thing.
It says another thing, a viewer said the theater went completely silent as the credits rolled.
Yes, they show you each of these firefighters.
Both of these are on in Greenville.
Right.
Yeah, so a great opportunity to see both of these.
And have a Miles Teller film.
and they both sound great. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Harold Banner, movie critic Alice Reese. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.